You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Jeff Simmons, leader of the Opportunities Party. It's the first time I've said that.
So how did you becoming the leader of TOP come about?
Well, after Gareth made that announcement about deregistration, you know, our members and supporters really kicked up a fuss. So that's when, you know, Gareth opened up for proposals for how to take the party forward, and here we are. So now really we're asking our members and supporters to put forward their skills and their money to help us get into Parliament at the next election.
The election is 3 years away. What will be the process from now on?
Well, for the rest of this year, we really want to get out and, you know, activate our member and supporter base, make sure that we, you know, start to turn TOP into a movement, you know. I mean, we had a good, strong showing up on the Auckland University campus, and I want to come up there and talk to supporters and members up there and hear from them how they want to see the party running in the future. So that'll be really the focus for the rest of the year. We're going to open up to members to vote for a representative, a member representative on the board. And once we've got all of the new structure bedded down, I'm also going to have a leadership election to allow members to elect a leader. Of course, I'll be putting my name forward.
So in the last election, TOP had a strong holding in Wellington. So how are we going to spread to these wider regions?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really all about, you know, activating that member base and getting people having conversations. You know, we're not going to be able to do this alone. We're not going to be able to do it from Wellington. We're going to have to get people talking in their own communities. So it's really just about arming our members and volunteers with what they need to get out there and have the conversations.
So with a new leadership, will there be a lot of changes within the structure of TOP?
Well, I mean, like I said, we're going to, you know, some of the changes are going to be simply by necessity. We're going to have to be, you know, involving people a lot more to help us, you know, run the party. But we also want to listen to people a lot more and, you know, have a lot more discussions about how people want to see the party run. In terms of the policy side, you know, our policy will still be continue to be, you know, developed, you know, based on the evidence and developed by experts. We've made sure that element is sacrosanct.
So why do we need the Opportunities Party within government?
Well, I mean, ultimately, it's about having a party that is taking a long-term view, is advocating for policies that are actually going to work. And, you know, I mean, we're really facing the first generation that potentially might not have as good a life as their parents did. And, you know, I find that deeply concerning. So, I mean, we are going to need some pretty radical action if we're going to deal with the housing crisis, you know, some of the economic challenges we've got ahead, the environmental challenges we've got ahead, and of course inequality. You know, I think we showed with our policies at the last election that it's possible to, you know, if there is political will, it's possible to have policies that can be win-win. You know, that can improve the economy and the environment at the same time, for example. But you know, obviously we need to be in Parliament to do that.
What sort of changes will you guys need to be focusing on to get higher votership?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's that's a big part of it. Like I said, we need to become a movement now. We need to get people involved in grassroots. This is no longer a one person party. We can't rely on, you know, Gareth's brand to spread the word. We've got to get people out there talking about it. But you know, I mean, I think, you know, we know that around 8% of New Zealanders wanted to vote for TOP at the last election, but they were concerned that we wouldn't get to the 5% threshold. And so I think it's you know, it just takes a bit of time for people to, you know, to see that you're in it for the long haul, and a bit of time for them to understand the policies. And I'm certain that there will be more than 5% of people that are, you know, that see us as the best option come the next election.
Will Gareth Morgan still have a role within the Opportunities Party?
Yeah, he's actually still going to be involved in our policy committee, but he will have, you know, no input on the political side. So the way we're setting up the party is to have a clear split between policy and the political side.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.